The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A preliminary hearing is scheduled today in a triple murder in Bethalto, Illinois last month. The Alton Telegraph reports the hearing for Brittany McMillan is today. Brady Witcher is due in court next Friday. Both face multiple murder and other felony charges in Bethalto, Alabama, and Tennessee. Three people were found dead inside of a home on Mill Street in Bethalto on December 19th. Madison County State's Attorney's Office plans to present the case to the grand jury on January 23rd. Visitation is today for the late Urban League president James Buford. He led the St. Louis chapter for 28 years. The civil rights advocate also worked with several organizations, including Heat Up St. Louis and Fair St. Louis. Buford died November 28th at the age of 75. Blues hosting the Sabres, second period. The Blues on a power play. David Perron slaps in his 19th goal of the season. Blues beat the Sabres 5-1. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, scattered showers with spot thunder likely to continue through much of today. Then the heaviest rain will be from midnight through sunrise on Saturday. Sharply cooler temperatures will surge in tomorrow morning, with temps falling into the 30s and 40s. A batch of mixed precipitation will move in from the southwest, gradually changing to wet snow before ending Saturday night. Several inches of slushy snow accumulation are possible west and northwest of St. Louis.